Okay. So continuing on. So we're in the middle of Mishnah Dalet, right? So Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet. Okay. So yesterday we saw, right? So Mishnah said Hillel Omer, right? Hillel said a few things. The first thing was Al Tifrish Min HaTzibur, don't separate yourself from the Tzibur. And then he said Al Tam V'Atzmach Ad Yom Ha'ischa, right? Don't trust yourself until the day of your death. And don't judge your friend until you reach his place. And then the final one was, or close to the final one, don't say something that you are convinced no one's going to hear because someone's going to hear. And don't say, when I have time, I'll learn. Maybe you won't have time. Okay, so we saw yesterday from the Kamarna, Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur, don't separate yourself from the Tzibur, that this is talking about Derech and Avodas Hashem. In other words, a person's Avodas Hashem should not result in him being more separated from people and being more spiritually isolated. Adrabah, that's what we saw yesterday from the Rebbe, the quote from the Rebbe Melech, that he used to say all the time, in Misah Serish Mistarim, right? That if a person's Avodas Hashem makes them more secluded, so to speak, in Misah Serish Mistarim, a person hides in secret places. Hashem says, I don't see such a person. They're not connected to the Shechinah, to the Nekudah Pnimis. That's what we saw yesterday. So now the Kamarna goes on page Nun Ches, yeah? So you have the same page number as me? I should figure that out by now. But okay, so then, now he goes on to explain a little bit more about Pratius. So he says like this, this inyan of Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur, of Avodas Hashem, not resulting in less connection, but fakeret, but resulting in more connection, I saw by my holy Rabbeim. The Kamarna himself, throughout his writings, we find this, that he was very, the inyan of like connecting and being Mashamish, Tamil Chama, connecting to Tzadikim was a big avoida by the Kamarna. His main Rebbe was Herschel Zlotichovka, it was his uncle. But that was his main Rebbe, but he says throughout the course of his life that he was Makasha himself to many others.
When he writes, I saw this from my Rebbeim, he's referring to Herschel?
No, not Lavda. When he says his Rebbeim, it could be many people. When he's like his, you know, Moiri Virabi and so on, like, you know, that's a reference to the Shiver. But he's about to give some examples. He says, Ukmeshwisa Rabbi Sakdoshin, Ubapratia, specifically, Lemuri Hagadal Rabbeinu Avram Yeshua Heshel Me'Abdi Rav. It was one of Tzadikim he connected himself to. Lemuri Hagadal Hakadosh Rabbeinu Avtali Rapshitz. So you saw by them, Shekol Devreim Hayagachle Esh V'Yehudim. All their words were fiery coals and Yehudim. Vayimisnagim banovi Yisera, they conduct themselves with extreme humility. Avas Yisrael and with Avas Yisrael. So Befrat by the Abdurov and by Natal Yavshitzer, he saw these midas of Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur, of whatever they were doing, it was with, like he said before, with utmost humility and Avas Yisrael. He saw that by them particularly. V'chein Ritzi Eitzel Mayri, Doidi HaKadosh Mizidichov, right? His main Rabbi Rosh Hashanah, but Derech Acher in a different way. What does it mean in a different way? But he says, it all goes to the same place, but it was in a different way. What he's referring to is something that, again, he writes this in other places as well, that when we talk about Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur, Avodas Hashem connecting you to the Yidden, that could be in two ways. It can be like very tangible connection. In other words, there's some tzaddikim that they're based on their root neshamas, they're capable, and like their inyan is to deal with people like in a tangible, practical way. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, so for example, when he gave the example of the Abdurov, that was their way. But there's a different approach, which is certain neshamas that are less inclined to be sort of lamata masar tvachim. And they're not necessarily on the outside so relatable, but everything that they're Isaac in, everything they're thinking about is trying to bring rachamim to Klal Yisrael, trying to bring hashpois, toivis, bimam tekdinim. So it's more internal, but internally they're deeply connected to the tzibur. And it's just that based on their root neshamas, they can't, you know, it's not their nature to be so involved in the more tangible side of things. The Kamarna writes this in a few places. He says that's one of the differences between Moshe and Aaron. He says Moshe and Aaron, they're both all day long, 24/7, thinking Klal Yisrael, but in different ways. Aaron was much more able to be involved with the pratim in people's lives in a tangible way, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bring himself to that. It wasn't his inyan, but his inyan was to be wherever Moshe Rabbeinu was. But wherever he was with all Klal Yisrael at the same time. So that's one of the differences between the neshamas. That's what he's talking about over here. That he also saw the same thing of like the connection to Anovi Yisir and Aves Yisrael by Rebbeinu of the Chayv, but Derech Achav in a different way.
So it's not about Madrigas, your own Madrigas?
It's not, it's not about, it's still about Klal Yisrael, but it's just, the Moshe Rabbeinu type is just, it's less.
I'm saying the wrong side. Being Tiferes Menatzibur means to do your own avoda for your own
Madrigas. Yeah. If your own Madrigas, not thinking about other Yidden, you know, you need a minion, you know what I mean? But it's not really what your focus is. This is talking about, no, the whole thing is about the Tzibur, but it's just different aspects. You know, either the connection to the Tzibur is very tangible and down to earth, like Aaron HaKayin, or it's more on the neshama level, which is more Moshe Rabbeinu. And you see this by Klal Yisrael, by the Midbar, right? So Chazal already pointed this out, that there was more mourning for Aaron than there was for Moshe. There's different ways to explain that. You can say because Moshe Rabbeinu never really passed away to a certain degree, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Zayin Adar Meis and Zayin Adar Noilad, right? So Tzadik points it out that, you know, the order tells you something. Like he died in Zayin Adar, but then he was sort of kviyachol, the histalkus of the physical body of Moshe Rabbeinu allows his neshama to become more felt in every single individual Jew. So that's one reason why there was less mourning for Moshe than was for Aaron. But on a simple level, pshat is Chazal say because the Klal Yisrael had more of a, they felt more comfortable with Aaron. There was more of a familiar, you know, it was a different avodah. But it's like the pasuk says, who Moshe and Aaron, who Aaron and Moshe. They're both connected. The command in other places talks about this. There's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. In the Zohar Kaddish, we find this that tzaddikim are called Shabbos, and some tzaddikim are called Yontif. What's it between a Shabbos tikkat tzaddik and a Yontif tikkat tzaddik? A Shabbos tikkat tzaddik, there's no, you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, right? No malachas, right? So it's Yismach Moshe Manes Chalka is Shabbos, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu is more connected to Shabbos. So those tzaddikim that are more Shabbostik. You know, Rishon Bar Yochai was called Shabbos, right? Yeah, Rishon Bar Yochai, he says in the Zohar, Anam b'chavivu satalia milsa, that my whole inyan is Avos Yisrael, but not necessarily, you know, was it so obvious to the outside, you know? That's Shabbos thing. And then Yontif. But Yontif is Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, right? You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to, you know. So that's a different type of tzaddik.
But he's there.
Yeah, that's you zoom all the way out. That's one of the differences between Torah Shebichtav Sav and Torah Shebaal Peh, right? Torah Shebichtav Sav is going to be much more, you know, less tangible, so to speak. Even though, again, the irony is that it's written in the cloth, but, you know, you still don't know what it says. You know, the Torah Shebaal Peh is more b'prati, more down to earth, or b'kiva. Yeah, that's certainly one of the differences. But yeah, that's what he's saying. So again, so he saw this by Yisra Beim. Again, whether it be in the mode of like the Abtarov and Rav Ravshitzer, whether it be Rachel's or the Chayver, v'chein yesh tzaddikim b'dareinu amiti mekdoshim, and there's tzaddikim in our generation as well that are true and holy. Again, because he just referenced tzaddikim from the previous dar, so he's saying in his generation it's true for our generation as well. U'melch elyon yatzel nefashis Yisrael min anagoyim u'musugarim, and the king should protect us from protect Yidden from Tsaras, right? Remember yesterday he said that Tsaras is like closed, like this ending of being separate. Avodas Hashem that makes you separate, that's called the Negat Tsaras. So Hashem should protect us from the Goyim, from that way of thinking, Musagarim, and from this mentality of being isolated. So far, that's the idea of Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur. So then the Mishnah continued. What was the second statement? And don't trust yourself till the day of your death, right? So he's mentioned yesterday that they feel disjointed, all these statements. So the command is going to explain. So he says, "Abar Tana Lahazir." So Tana comes to warn. Well, not warn is maybe the wrong translation. Comes to direct. So he says, and to guide. Eich efshel tzaddik emes. So Taka, how is it possible? Tzaddik emes shesavu kama meriris v'yisurin. Who's gone through a lot? He's gone through bitterness. He's gone through inyanim. Achi yisken, and he's worked hard in order to be zaychel lahar al nafshay. Is to illuminate his neshama with illuminating lights. So how's it possible that Itaka shouldn't separate from the Tzibur? Because I'm telling you, says the Gemara, not in thought, not in word, nothing. He should be completely connected to Knesset Yisrael. El Makusher Biyachah B'Toich Yisrael V'Chishaytuhu She'eni Deh Madrigasai. Well, he's a Shaita. He doesn't know that he's on a different space than everyone else. Like, how is it? So that's what the Tana, that's the concern. I tell you, Tifish Ben Tzibur. So Lezeh Omer. And this is where the next lines of the Mishnah are coming to give guidance to the Tzaddik of how to make sure he shouldn't be separate. So he says, Lezeh Omer, that's what the Mishnah then says, Al Tam Batz, but don't trust yourself. In other words, yeah, you're a big Bal Madrig, a big Tzaddik. Lav Dafka tomorrow. So, you know, Al Tam Batz, Mecha, Luchain, Iya Libcha, Tom Ben Nichna, Venishbar, Lel Shvarm. So your heart should always be subdued, nichna, like humbled, and broken to 1,000 pieces. La'ayin mamish neged Yisrael. And so, again, every different tzaddikim have different ways. The way the Kamarna is, there's countless examples of this. The way the Kamarna is to get to all the madrigas and all the inyanim, you know, that the goal is to get to. By the Kamarna, it's through humility and bittul and nothing. Like, that's his way. Okay, so that's so in this way as well. Through Al Tam Batzimcha, through not trusting yourself and saying, you know, again, this is where it's so subtle, because at the same time, you know, the Leshem's Yartzeit's coming up. So the Leshem at the end of Sefer Deya is a whole mimer. So it's very, very important, but it's definitely one of these like juggling acts that a person has to go through in life, and it's not easy. There's no like algorithm to explain how to do it. It's just more of you just have to, you know, sometimes lean too much one way and then lean too much the other way and like sort of balance yourself. But the Leshem has a mimer at the end of Sefer Deya where he talks about the Ikr Nisayin of the Dharma, the Dhar Midbar, right? It was the Ikr Nisayin. So they had this Nisayin, that Nisayin, this failure, that. But what was the Ikr Nakuda? So he says the Ikr Nakuda of that generation was to be mechazik themselves, to believe that their Ribbono Shel Olam like really holds of them. Like the Ribbono Shel Olam really loves them and really is taking care of them, and it's not going to stop tomorrow. He said this was something that the Dar Midbar were constantly struggling with, which is like, because they knew everything that we say, oh, Memtesh Shaitoma, you know, they knew all of that, right? They so the constant thing that they were thinking to themselves is like, whatever we have today, it's probably not going to be here tomorrow. It's probably not going to be month tomorrow. No Naniya Kavit. Why not? Not because God can't provide month and Naniya Kavit, but because why would he give it to people like us? He gave it to you today. Yeah, today I'm okay, but tomorrow I'm not going to be okay. These were the Nisyon, huh? No, I'm saying these were the Nisyonis that they were going through. It was much more mental in these types of Inyanim. And so, the Leshem is a whole, it's a whole Arichas over there. But he says that it was packaged in a very religious way, because you can call this the Midah of Yiras Chet. Right, to be afraid of a virus. What is Yiras Chet? So Shema Yigur Machet, right? The Gemara says Yaakov Avinu, after being promised in Parshas V'Yetzer that Hashem is going to protect him and he's going to come back okay, everything's going to be fine. Parshas V'Yishlach, he's davening and he's worried. So Chazal says, why is he worried? Because he says, yeah, Hashem promised me in Parshas V'Yetzer, that was before love, and there's but Shema Yigur Machet, maybe I'm going to sin. So it's interesting, the language of the Gemara, the Leshem points this out. The language was not, maybe I sinned already, because Yaakov knew that he didn't sin. In loving Garti, Tarim Lishamarti. But what's the concern? Shema Yigarechi, maybe I will sin. That's not, so it says Leshem, it's not your Shemaim. That I will sin? Why you have to, why would you think that? If you sin, then do tshuva. Fine. But to think that, no, I didn't do any of theirs, or I did and I did tshuva, that's fine. But I'm talking about what's going to be tomorrow.
So why was he dominating? Was he anxious?
So Chazal said that it was Shema Yigarechi, it was a taina. It was a taina. Now, the truth is, the Leshem, in that Maimer, it's Kedai. I've referenced this Maimer a bunch of times. It's seen like pieces of it. I mean, it's Kedai to like really learn it properly. But in that Maimer, he talks about that even though Yaakov Avinu, Chazal said that he was wrong, but he explains that there was reasons why Yaakov Avinu was doing this. And, you know, but at the end of the day, when the dust settles, on a Yaakov Avinu level, it was not correct. He should have had that confidence. But the Leshem says that was the Ikar Avodah of the Dar Midbar. And it all goes back to when they were attacked by Amalek, right? Because before the attack of Amalek, what does it say in Pasuk? The Jewish people questioned something, and that brought the attack of Amalek, which was really the first, real opposition in the Midbar that we had. The question that they had was, Hayesh Hashem Rikir Ben Amoyin, is Hashem with us or not? Is Hashem with you or not? Right? So Rashi says from Chazal, like a kid on their father's shoulder, and the kid asks, "Where is my father? Or where is my father? Are we talking? You're on my shoulders." So obviously, you have to know what that question was. Asian or Kabbalah Mayan, but it boils down to this nekuda of like, yeah, maybe Hashem's with us now, but lav dafka tomorrow. So it's an meaning of so again the reason why I'm saying this is because this line of Al Pam Vatzmacha, so it's like okay, so you shouldn't trust yourself. Like I said, there's no, I don't know if there's any like real algorithm to know how to navigate. It's just you have to just learn how to balance it. When you feel yourself becoming disconnected with other Yidden, Al Pam Vatzmacha. When you find yourself falling more into Yish and anxiety of like, Taka, what's going to be with me? Maybe everything is going to fall apart tomorrow. Then you're mechazik yourself of like, no, the Rebbeinu Shem took care of you today, not because you deserved it, because he loves you anyway. He'll do the same thing tomorrow. You have to have a bitachin. That's the lashon. The bitachin means not just to trust that Hashem is in charge. Bitachin means to trust that it's going to be okay. The Rebbeinu Shem has your back, and it's going to be fine. There's no reason not. But again, it's a matter of balancing. So he says, and he goes on further. V'im, just a couple more minutes. So he says, V'im gam v'zel lo yunach da'itcha. So if even after Al Pam Vatzmacha, the tzaddik is still not, you know, he's still not in a place of Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur. He's still, so he says, Shari Al Kolpanin, like even after Al Pam Vatzmacha, L'maisa, Atoim Margish Madrigoscha, you still feel that you're a high madrig and you're bigger and better than everyone else. So Ve'echtiya Batal Mamash L'fnei Kolecha Mi'Yisrael, how can you make yourself batal to everybody, which is Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur. So again, after Al Pam Vatzmacha, so it's like, okay, but maybe like he's still not, you know, he's still feeling disconnected. L'zeomer, that's the next line. The next line is, Al Tadin Es Chavercha, don't judge other people until you get to their place. In other words, U'bezeye Libcha Nichna Maid, and this is how your heart could become truly humble, Ki U'aysa Yaysa Ratzana Bar Mimcha. Because again, you don't know, every Yid has their own avayda, every Yid has their own space, and every Yid is piled, you know, serves Hashem the way the Rabbanu Shalom needs to be served. And Lav Davka, do you know that your Avoida gives more Nachas to Hashem than someone else's? Aye, because you know more Torah than them. You technically do more mitzvahs than them. So Nafka Mina, if that Yid's, based on his background and his situation and his Avoida, what needs to be, you know, sort of rectified in that, in his space, maybe he's doing a more perfect job than you. Right? That's the way it is. That's what, you know, the Baal Tanya say this, like, you know, it's a well-known idea. How is Moshe Rabbeinu so humble? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. So the answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself the following line, and there's really no, you can't, there's nothing you can say to undermine. He said that if anyone else had Nishmas Moshe, they'd do a better job than me. That's what he felt. So yeah, I have Nishmas Moshe, Moshe says. Okay, and I'm doing an amazing job. But if this Nishmas Moshe was given to Yanko, Yonk will do better. He'd use it better than I am. So what are you supposed to say to that? So he says, but he's even beyond that. But Yonk's doing his avoid. The Arizal has a lashon. In the beginning of his time, he has a lashon of tesakin chelbuna, mashloi tesakin halavoyna. In all the ingredients of the ketores, right? So chelbuna is the one that smells not so good. So he says the tikkun and the chelbuna's pile, levoyna can't do. Right, and Levina can't do what Chalbina does. So, you know, and who says that Chalbina is doing a worse job in what Chalbina is supposed to do than what Levina is doing and Levina is supposed to do? So he says, "Al tadin es chavercha, don't judge him." So he says, "Yeah, was that yib lib chanichna mayin?" And this is how your heart will become truly humble. Ki hu aisa yaisa ratzan habar mimcha. It's very likely that Yid is doing more ratzan Hashem than you. Ki ein lehekdish el mekayim mai v'shaita. It's quoting Gemara in Erechin. The hekdish, meaning he's playing with the gemara over there. But kein lehekdish al makom v'shaitai, anything in kedusha has its place and has its time. So this yid has his place and his time, and he's being piled his inyanim, and you have your place and your time. Lav davka, are you in terms of Hashem's measurements of things? Lav davka, are you accomplishing more than that person? So that's what. Okay, fine. I guess we'll stop with this, and we'll see tomorrow the next continuation of the mission. Okay. But you have to know. The Ratzadik already says it's brought down the Svarm that the generation of Ixtam Shicha is a reincarnation of the Dar Mabel, of the Dar Midbar, right, which is also Dar Mabel too, but the Dar Midbar. So you should know that any sign of the Dar Midbar It resurfaces before Mashiach. You have to know that. It resurfaces.